Mint Moen told KPCW Thursday that now they can think more about spending for projects and staffers. She said last year's budget for 2013 included planned tax increases for the municipal fund and for service area number 6, but they did not really implement those increases.
You know, as you probably remember, what we did with the tax increases, we didn't spend it until we knew that a referendum was not going to happen. So that we didn't know that until September. By that time, the majority of the tax increase was meant to go to road projects. A little too late in the season to start them, so we rolled that into the 2014 budget.
Last year, the proposed tax increases brought controversy and crowded public hearings. This month, with the tax hikes as settled decisions, the council saw virtually nobody at their 2014 budget hearings. Mint Moen said that is more the typical situation.
The years of the tax increase opposition were unusual in that in all the budgets I've done, that was the only year that anybody ever showed up to budget hearings. So then the tax increase opposition occurred, and you could understand why people would start showing up because you've increased taxes for the first time in 20 years. So it's a surprise, and the citizens want to know exactly why you would do such a thing and for what purpose. And then you go through those hearings, and they're very well attended for a year. And now it looks like we're back to the status quo, which was, generally speaking, people don't show up to budget hearings. It's not an exciting topic, and I have to tell you, this is not an easy budget to understand. I mean, a $45, $50 million budget with all these different funds, it's just all these different departments, it's just not easy.
She said she thinks the public believes council is doing a good job.
They've said so repeatedly in any questionnaire, any kind of poll we've done, and I think we are. And I think we provide a high level of service for, the least amount of money that we can. But people have high demands in this community, and we're providing the services to meet them.
Turning to some other areas, she said the Canyon's master plan is going forward, in particular the golf course.
The golf course, my memory is that it's got 11 holes finished, and it will be open in 2014. I think the golf course is scheduled to open in the fall of 2014. And if what this group up there has been doing proves to be similar in the future, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to open early. They're very much on track with the golf course. They are on track with coming forth with the transportation plan, which we've been waiting on for years. We have a lot more activity than we've had for a decade, and it's pretty exciting from our perspective to just see some of these community benefits that were bargained for in the 1990s come to fruition.
We also asked Mint Moen about the county's PRI open space area west of Highway 224. She said not much is happening now, including discussions of a possible cemetery site.
We did do a site visit earlier in the year. My memory of it is I was not particularly excited about that as a cemetery site, and I was hoping that we would find, if we're going to have a cemetery, a flatter site, a more hospitable site for a cemetery. I think that's how the majority of the council felt, and I don't know where anything is now. So the PRI open space is just remaining as it is, recreational open space or open space.
For the future, she said the council has agreed to concentrate on economic development and transportation and transit issues.
And Roger wanted us to have almost what are our top three priorities of something we can do in 2014 to mitigate traffic and move towards a better mass transportation system. So we're going to be looking into that. We have a long-term transportation plan. An RFP is going out, and we're going to have that done updated for the first time in a number of years, and I'm excited about that. As far as the economic diversity front, I'm hoping we're going to identify industries that we'd like to attract to both the east and the west sides, get some marketing information together, and go out and try to market ourselves.
County Council Member Claudia Mint Moen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.